Jacka News, you need to know now.
Pretoria vandag op na 19, Johannesburg 17 en Tzaneen 24 grade. Ons begin met reaksie na gister se veelbesproke historiese vergadering tussen president Cyril Ramaphosa en Amerika se president Donald Trump in die Withuis. Die EFF beskuldig Ramaphosa en sy afvaardiging daarvan dat hulle Suid-Afrika in die verleentheid gestel het deur nie die kwestie van gelyke grondverdeling pertinent aan te spreek nie. Donald Trump het tydens gister se vergadering volgehou dat daar 'n volksmoord is van wit Afrikaners en om sy punt te staal, het Trump 'n video gespeel waarin die EFF Kill the Boer sing. EFF woordvoerder Senabo Tambo het later aan die SABC gesê, die Suid-Afrikaanse afvaardiging het soms gekruip voor Trump.
Donald Trump set them up, had newspaper clippings waiting to support his disinformation. And sadly, the President of South Africa, alongside the Minister of Agriculture and alongside Johan Rupert, failed to discount those false claims and ended up backing down. They were almost groveling, trying to explain themselves about land expropriation without compensation.
Intussen het Ramaphosa sy vergadering met Trump, wat later ook agter geslote deure gehou is, as 'n reuse sukses beskryf.
We've been able to achieve what we set out to achieve re-engagement with the US, to put the issues of investment and trade on the table, and to ensure that we continue engaging through the various other formations.
Ramaphosa het laat gisteraand ons tyd met die media gepraat nadat die afvaardiging weer teruggekom het by hulle hotel. Hy het ook sy vertroue uitgespreek dat Trump wel die G20 beraad in November in Johannesburg sal bywoon. Ramaphosa het die openbare gespreksessie in die Oval Office afgesluit deur Trump weer uit te nooi.
I want you to come to South Africa for a state visit, and I also want you to come and participate in the G20, and I want to gladly hand over to President Trump to take the leadership of the G20 forward.
Ramaphosa vlieg vandag terug Suid-Afrika toe. Meer oor gister se vergadering, die reaksies, dis by jackrander.fm.com, klik op news. In ander nuus, die stad van Tshwane sê die herstelwerk by die Zwartkop substasie sal tot in die naweek voortsleep.
The transformer's cable and box still needs to be replaced as it was severely damaged, especially ordered cable and box for the backup transformer is expected to arrive on site by Friday.
Tshwane woordvoerder Lindile Mashego sê intussen het die tegnisi van die stad se energie en elektrisiteitsdepartement begin om die beskadigde kabels op te grawe en om die transformeerder se olie te suiwer. Dis nog nie bevestig presies wanneer al die gebiede in Centurion wat hierdeur geraak word weer sal krag hê nie. Meer hieroor op ons nuusblad. En hier is jou storie, Elana. Die koel windjie wat vanoggend waai, waai die laaste van die koue front weg. Die SAW-diens sê die ergste van die eerste groot koue front van die winter is nou oor. Dit gaan nou weer warmer word oor die naweek. Ek skryf te Susa, looking at the top story of the hour. The EFF accuses the president and his delegation of having embarrassed the country during yesterday's meeting with US President Trump.
Thank you so much, Hada. 5 minutes past nine, and you can find our news on sport on jacarandafm.com. I see your memes on 084-850-0942 about yesterday's meeting, but Hada, how tired must the president be after that? I mean, I listened to that voice note. We can't dispute the fact that this was exhausting.
And that he had to talk a lot. You can hear his voice is scratchy. It's not nice to talk. So to give you an idea, they were at the White House at about, I think, 11 o'clock, just before 12 o'clock, our time, their time, 12 o'clock. They went straight into that meeting that lasted for more than an hour. So by 1:30, they went into the closed, behind closed doors meeting, him and Trump, where they spoke more and it was more discussions. And this addressing of the media was at about 9:10 o'clock last night. It was about 3:40 o'clock when they got back to the hotel. So from 12 o'clock till 4 o'clock,